Hi, I'm Sebastian, and I'm the outer shell of a Russian nesting doll.
I'm Alex. I'm the first inner shell, the middle.
I'm also Alex, and I'm the smallest.
You're both named Alex. Do you just call each other Alex, or should I?
You can call me Middle Alex.
Okay. And then you're just
Little Alex.
Middle Alex and Little Alex. And you're
just Sebastian. I'm in two pieces. Middle Alex is in two pieces. But Little Alex is whole.
She's solid.
Yes.
Whole is a nice way to put it. Thank you.
I think of you as whole.
Yeah.
I think of you both as whole, too.
No.
I only think of myself as whole when you're in me, Little Alex.
Really?
What do the two of you see when you look at Little Alex?
She's cute.
She's cute. She's tiny.
She has pretty flowers painted on her stomach.
Yeah, but her face. Your face is soft. It's like mushed together, you know what I mean? Like, I could clearly see that you have eyes and a mouth, but like, it's messy. You know?
Yeah.
It's practically just a line. Like, I have lips, you have a line.
Yeah, you look like you're supposed to be a person, but it does look like somebody had a hard time fitting a face onto your tiny head.
Well, so as we get into it, are you one thing or are you three things?
We're three things, yes. Because we can't exist alone.
Mm-hmm.
But so Tupperware, right? What do you do with Tupperware? You stack them, right?
Yep. Okay.
Good. How many pieces of Tupperware do you have?
Probably 10.
Great. Exactly. We're the same thing. You stack us, but we're individuals.
Okay.
I disagree with that.
This is a point of contention.
You don't store things in me.
No.
You being the smallest one.
I just mean us in general.
Yeah, you can't fit anything in us but us. Unless we were separated.
Well, one time...
Which we shouldn't be.
No.
You could have one piece of Tupperware and people would still be like, that's Tupperware. But if you just had one of us, people would be like, why do you have that?
I think when I'm alone, I'm a doll. When we're together, we're Russian nesting dolls.
Have you ever been alone? What?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen?
I was alone. A little girl, Maria, took me into her room one day, and she wasn't supposed to be eating candy, so she stuck a bunch of candy inside of me and then was walking around and eating candy out of me for a little bit.
So you were a container.
Yes. So that's why I relate to the Tupperware analogy that I brought up before, because I felt for a moment I served a different purpose, because my purpose is to store Alex and to store Alex. It was nice. I got to live a different life for a moment, and it was really beautiful.
And I guess, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say she didn't pick me because you couldn't fit enough candy in me.
And I don't have an inside.
But also, I had never heard that story. I mean, you came back. That little girl brought you back.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't tell us how good you felt.
I was...
So I'm just hearing that for the first time, which is sort of hurtful.
Right. Come on, please.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't know that. I didn't know that when you were like, oh, I'm in a new, different thing now.
Yeah, but I think not being yourself for a moment actually makes you appreciate who you are. So what did you want me to say? That I had a moment where I wasn't us and I liked it because then I got to return to us and go, this is where I actually belong?
Oh, well, that's nice.
I'm curious, speaking to Sebastian and Middle Alex, you can both be separated into two parts.
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like? Do you still feel like yourself?
Huh. Yeah, it's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's alarming every time.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever get used to it. And I put a lot of mental energy into preparation for it. And then I kind of got rid of that because I might as well just enjoy the moment. And it's kind of like death for people. Like, why think about it every day? It's going to happen. Except we die constantly.
Yeah, and you can prepare for it because have you ever opened a Russian nesting doll?
I have, yeah.
So, like, people always put...
Do you want to
open us? I don't want you to be uncomfortable, but could we?
I'll be uncomfortable. I mean, I'm okay with it, but I will be uncomfortable. It's like mentally painful.
Well, if you're really okay with it, I think the The first step would be to open middle Alex.
Okay.
So here we go.
No, don't do it. Open me instead.
Alex, we can't open
you. Open me
instead.
We can't
open you. We've gone through this.
I want you to open me.
We'd have to saw through you.
Alex.
That's sweet.
Are you mad at me?
No, we just can't put you back together if we separate you.
And then you'll definitely get thrown away.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Sorry.
All right, I'm taking off your top half.
Have you ever, been in pain, but you can't tell where it's coming from? It's just, like, a radiating.
Yes.
And it's like, is it here? Is it here? Am I nauseous? That's sort of what's happening right now.
So, little Alex, I'm going to place you inside of middle Alex.
Sounds good.
So,
okay.
Middle Alex is back together.
Mm. Wow. That was weird.
I think not to speak for all humans, but I think it should have occurred to us that pulling the top half of your body apart from the bottom half of your body would be traumatic.
Thank you.
Sebastian, we'll just do you real quick here. I'm sorry.
Have you seen Save a Private Ryan?
Yes.
Do you know the scene where the guy starts crying for his mother?
Yes.
Yes. I don't have a mother, but I understand that person's pain in that moment because I'm looking for something bigger than me right now. I need you to help me.
So now that you're all back together, I remember when I was a kid playing with Russian nesting dolls, it was very important to me to line up everything so that everything in the top half, you know, matched with the bottom. I'm just curious, how does it feel when, like, your legs are on backwards?
I assume it's what people feel when they're drunk.
Yeah, it feels kind of fun.
Yeah, it's silly. It's really silly. It's like, I wouldn't want to be, twisted all the time,
no.
But, like, sometimes being twisted is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes little Alex and I will be inside Sebastian and he's acting kind of weird and we're like, wait a second, are you twisted?
They always know.
Yeah.
They always know. Yeah, yeah. It's fun. I get twisted the most.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. You never felt twisted, huh?
No, I'm not old enough.
Well, you'll never be old enough. It's not.
Yeah, you'll always be this age.
Oh.
Yeah.
Little Alex, so you are now inside middle Alex.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels comfy. It feels like home. I'm okay when I'm outside, but this is where I like to be.
It's interesting because you're inside the others, but you're also kind of in a room by yourself.
Yeah.
What do you think about when you're in there?
I don't know. Sometimes I think about what it would be like to spend a day on a different shelf without you guys. I noticed that in one of the different rooms, once when we were just being played with, even though we're not supposed to be played with, I noticed that there's a shelf of tchotchkes, and I thought that I could fit in there.
You are better than a tchotchke. I hate that you say that. You are not a tchotchke. Well, the next thing you're going to be in the junk drawer?
No,
because that's where the tchotchkes go after they're done being tchotchkes. They're in the junk drawer.
Sebastian, this is probably why she doesn't tell you things, because then you get really mad.
Well, because I wish you just thought of yourself as art, okay?
But what's wrong with a tchotchke?
What's wrong? A tchotchke is a cheap item, and is that what you want to be? Would we be on display in a living room if we were a cheap item? No. No, I can't.
But they're still kept. They're still kept and displayed.
Yeah, until Christmas time, and they put them all away so they could put out the Christmas tchotchkes, okay? We stay out year-round. They put the little hat on us for Christmas. They put a Santa hat on us.
Oh, nice.
They put a Santa hat on you.
Okay. They put a Santa hat on me.
I think it would be fun if they took us apart and put Santa and elf hats.
Oh, that's
but
a
who
really
am I?
Good idea.
Just the middle one. I think that would be really fun.
That would be fun.
And
I
it would
like that.
Then they have three decorations instead of one, but they always just give you the Santa hat.
Remember the year that they couldn't find baby Jesus for the manger and they used little Alex as baby Jesus?
That was sweet. I really like that.
I was so proud of you. She was in the manger as baby Jesus.
I really didn't want to mess up.
They made a little diaper for her.
Yeah. Oh my! It was so cute. It was so cute.
I didn't see it because I was inside Sebastian, but he told me about it.
I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
And that's bigger than a tchotchke.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been Jesus.
You've been the Son of God.
Wow. Yeah. It felt like a lot of responsibility.
Little Alex, have you ever been alone?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Well, I felt like such an idiot because I thought I was just in middle Alex. But I wasn't in her at all. I was in a human.
You'd been swallowed.
Yeah. And it was a lot darker, if you can imagine it, but it was also very wet. Do you want to know all the details of how I got back to...
If you're comfortable talking about it, sure.
Well, they tried to induce vomiting, but that didn't work. So, eventually I had to be passed.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I understand.
Good, just making sure.
Yeah, and they thought about just, you know, throwing me out, but... You know, the human we belong to, she wasn't the one who swallowed me. It was the little girl. But her mom really, really fought for me to be returned to the set. I was really scared that Alex and Sebastian wouldn't want me anymore because I wasn't the same.
Oh, my God.
Please stop.
That was a really tough day because we were all separate and Sebastian and I were just on the shelf. Mm-hmm. So unlike normal days... I was seeing everything.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's just Sebastian, then he'll tell us what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we were both watching the family argue about, like, whether they should go to the hospital. And then we saw when they were like, it came out, she passed it. That's how they said it. Anyway, it was awful.
Hi, is this Anna at the Mutter Museum?
Yes, how are you?
Good, good. I wanted to ask you about, I remember going several years ago, is it the Swallowed Objects collection? Is that what I should call it?
We actually call it the Chevalier Jackson collection because it was not only a swallowed object collection, but it was all of the objects were successfully retrieved by just one physician, Dr. Chevalier Jackson.
So how many objects are we talking about?
We have over 2,000.
That I guess I've never thought about it before, but that seems like that would be a lot for any given doctor. Was he like a specialist? Was he somebody that people would go to when they had swallowed something?
Yes, and I think it's important. He's kind of considered to be the father of American laryngoscopy, or the American laryngologist, and he pioneered a lot of these techniques that basically we're still using today. So he really believed that the best way to retrieve these objects was through the orifice in which they initially got there, whereas before that, physicians would actually cut into a patient to retrieve these objects in many cases, which is highly invasive.
So tell me about some of these objects. What comes to mind when you think about the collection?
Well, when I think of it, the first thing you always want to think of is what we call safety pins, but what Dr. Jackson called danger pins. And, of course, the ones that he retrieved were open in many cases.
Ah.
And I know, you know what he was able to do? He was able to perfect this technique where imagine the safety pin open, like in that V shape, but the V is upwards. And so if you were to grab it and just drag it up, it would cause significant amount of damage, right?
Yeah.
Well, he figured out the best thing to do is to gently push the safety pin down until, if it's in the esophagus, so it would reach the stomach. He somehow managed to be able to fasten it using his tools in the stomach and then safely bring the fastened safety pin up the patient's throat.
So I'm looking at your website here. Mm-hmm. It looks like a lot of Jacks, a lot of kids.
it all depends on what you. So you're looking at the toy section. So we have them in sections, and you can see toys, and then jewelry, and food, hardware. So the hardware could be anything from nails, screws, pieces of metal, you name it. And then we have, we do have toys. We have a wonderful, a battleship. And
a battleship.
You're absolutely, a bad, light, little tiny battleship. what jumps out at me are some of the large ones, entire portions of dentures.
Like a whole row of teeth.
Yeah. Like, so I think a lot of people have this kind of idea that it's only kids that swallow things they shouldn't swallow. But in many cases, it's also adults.
When people come to look at these things at the museum, mm-hmm. what kind of reactions do you hear?
We hear a lot of less words, more vocalization.
Uh-huh.
Many years ago, we actually had a woman contact us because she was one of the young children that had a hat pin removed from her throat by Dr. Jackson, and she wanted to know if we had it, and we were able to, based on her age and what object it was and all of that, we were able to find the object in question, and she was so grateful.
It's such a funny reunion, you know?
It really is.
It is weird because I just thought of this when we were talking about that terrible, we call it the passing day. Sebastian is like, has chips on his paint and is dirty because he gets handled the most.
Yeah.
And then little Alex, they Clorox wiped her a lot. Mm-hmm. So she's all faded. And I'm like the most pristine.
Yeah.
And that feels kind of bad. I mean, I didn't want to get too negative about it, but I don't matter.
What?
Like, you're the tiny cute thing that mm-hmm. people are always, like, screwing off all the heads to get to. And Sebastian is the one they look at all the time. I'm truly just there to make it a stack. They quickly screw my head off just to get to you.
I never heard you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I put it together till we were talking about little Alex's passing day. But I'm sort of processing it, I think.
Can I say thank you? I want to thank you.
Me?
Yeah. Because we're together all the time, and all we do is we talk crap. You know, we talk
sure.
about nothing. Well, I never hear you talk like this. When was the last time we had a real conversation?
Well, because it feels like, you know, I think humans do this to connect.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like we're already connecting, so we don't ask tough questions of each other.
Never.
Yeah, there's so much we don't talk about. But it also feels like we talk about everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a really weird experience.
Yeah, we never talk about our feelings, but we talk about every moment of every day.
Yeah.
What are we doing? We literally are living. We're inside each other. You are inside me nonstop, and we can't connect on an emotional level.
I mean, but that's the thing. We do.
Of course.
Just don't, like, pick it apart with words.
I want to. Is that okay? Is that too
no,
much?
No, I think that's kind of...
No, it sounds good. It sounds hard.
Only if you want to. I mean, no. I don't ever want to do anything.
I mean, you'll be able to tell if I don't want to.
Of course, I know.
I wonder, now that we are talking, are there questions, like, little Alex, is there anything you've ever wanted to ask Sebastian about his life that you've never asked?
Whoa.
I got nervous just now.
Yeah. I guess, is it a lot of pressure being the one on the outside? Like, I feel like you're the charming one and the one, but also like the first barrier between us and the world. Like, is that a lot of weight on your shoulders?
So you know how Anthony's the dad of the family.
Okay.
When Anthony like always complains about driving. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, we'll drive for you. And then he's like, no, I won't be relaxed.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, I don't want to do this, but if anyone else was, I would not be able to be relaxed. Like, I need to be in control of the situation. I don't want to be in control, but I need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because sometimes I wish I could do stuff for you guys, but then I know I can't. Like, I wish I could split it in half, and I wish
no,
I was a little
you
bit...
don't.
You are the heaviest. Do you know that?
Am I the heaviest?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I can't feel me.
You're solid wood.
Yes, you are so heavy.
Pretty flimsy.
You are dense. I am hollow.
Wow.
So you don't realize, but when you're inside of me, you actually are grounding all of us. Even though I protect us externally, you're the one holding us down, like gravity.
Remember the day that the dog ran into the shelf and it started wobbling? That's why Sebastian freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you hadn't been inside us when the dog hit the shelf, we definitely would have fallen off the shelf.
Well, that's good. It wasn't passing day.
Oh, my God.
Please.
I was trying to think of an analogy in the living world for a Russian nesting doll. And the best I can think of is it's like a kangaroo, which, you know, you know what a kangaroo is?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that. I feel like I personally identify with a kangaroo, especially the baby kangaroo is the same size as me.
The baby kangaroo is the same size as you.
Yeah, baby kangaroo is the size of a bean.
That's so crazy to think about because a kangaroo, a baby kangaroo grows up to be as big as I am, basically.
Huh.
What do you think it would be like to be that big?
That'd be too much. I don't want to take up that much space. What do you do with all that space?
All the space of my body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
that's okay to ask.
Yeah. No. It's sometimes I want to be smaller. There are situations in which I want to be smaller. There are situations in which I want to be bigger too.
Oh wow.
You know, sometimes you don't want to be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool for people if they could just go inside somebody they trust and hide. It makes me sad for humans that they can't do that. Because it does feel really nice when you're inside someone you trust. I also trust that he's describing the things that I need to know about and leaving out the things I don't.
Sometimes I lie.
What?
Sometimes I'll say, oh, yeah, you know how I keep saying there's a hummingbird outside?
Yeah.
There's not.
Really?
There's never been a hummingbird?
No, there's never been a hummingbird. I saw it in the movie Ray, and I thought it was a cool moment, so I kept on saying that there was a hummingbird outside the window all the time because I was like, oh, this is fun. And how excited do you get?
Yeah, I guess I'm more upset because now you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with living in your version of reality as long as it stays that way.
Yeah, don't tell us when you lie.
Okay, I won't. I never lie about big things.
Okay.
Right. I guess you've never told us a harmful lie.
Yeah, no.
Have you?
No. No.
I don't believe you.
Okay. We've moved.
What?
What?
We've moved. We don't live in Brooklyn anymore. We're in South Amboy, New Jersey.
What? What? No, but we're Brooklyn Russian nesting dolls.
I know. I don't know. Why tell you? It's not part of where we are. It's not part of who we are. It defines nothing about us. So why tell us you that we're in South Amboy? It's fine. It's New Jersey. It's fine.
Wait, so is that why there was a lot of, like, movement and weird noises and stuff a few months back, and you were like, oh, there's an earthquake?
Yeah. Yeah. I said that there was...
You thought we'd be more okay with there being an earthquake than... being in a moving van?
Well, I feel like an earthquake is just for a couple minutes, but New Jersey sounds like it's forever.
This is Everything is Alive. The show is produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog, with Eva Walchover and Isabella Kulkarni. Special thanks to Emily Spivak. A belated thanks to Lauren Sporer and to Ellen Van Boxmeer. And one more thank you to Sadie May, who suggested we talk to Russian dolls. Thanks to Anna Doty for talking to us about swallowed objects. Anna is curator at the Mutter Museum and director of the Mutter Research Institute. She's also the Gretchen Worden Chair. Sebastian, the Russian doll, was played by Sebastian Canelli. Middle Alex, the Russian doll, was played by Alexandra Dixon, and Little Alex was played by Alex Song. Everything is Alive is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Julie Shapiro is the executive producer inside all of us. If you like our show, please review it wherever you review things. That helps people find us. You can get in touch with us any number of ways at everythingisalive.com. We'll see you soon.
Radiotopia.